Welcome to the Web Extra. I'm speaking with Naomi Goldstein from the Administration for Children and Families about the intersection between performance management on the one hand and evaluation on the other. Naomi, how do you articulate the similarities or differences between these two concepts?
Sure. So I think they are surprisingly different, although there certainly are similarities and overlaps. Both performance management and program evaluation aim to provide information to guide decisions. But there are pretty substantial differences in the assumptions and approaches and purposes that underlie these two fields of work. And there are some real disconnects and sometimes even clashes. So performance management really developed within the bureaucratic and public administration tradition, whereas evaluation research has its roots in basic science, disciplines like economics, sociology, psychology. So there are different languages and different assumptions that come out of those different foundations. Performance management is typically continuous or regular, so, you know, maybe annual reporting would be pretty common. Because the measurement is repeated regularly, you need to have measures that are low cost, that are short term, are relatively easy to obtain. And typically that means using administrative data, data that's, you know, collected regularly in the ordinary course of business. Evaluation typically invests in deeper and richer and longer term measures. It may require adjustments in program structure, for example, through random assignment for the purposes of evaluation. And often the data has to be collected independently to ensure objectivity. So that means that it's typically expensive, it's demanding, and on programs can be burdensome, it's slow, and so typically it's not done very often. They may address different fundamental questions. So in performance management, typically what you're looking at is whether some social goal has been achieved. So, you know, has a certain employment rate been achieved for a given population, or has a certain level of achievement been reached, say, for a group of students? Whereas in evaluation, you're typically comparing what happens if a given service is delivered against what happens if the service isn't delivered.
Mm-hmm. So counterfactual.
Exactly. So in performance management, you're more often comparing outcomes to some criterion, some social criterion. Where does society want to get to? But you don't necessarily have a basis for concluding whether you're what caused that level of achievement. Whereas in evaluation, you're typically comparing what you observe with what would have happened in the absence of the service, but not necessarily comparing to the social criterion.
So would you say one role of public managers, public leaders, has to be knowing the strengths of these different tools and figuring out ways to use them in a complementary way?
And to know which question which tool can answer. So it's very distressing to me when I see people look at, say, trends over time in performance data and draw conclusions about the effectiveness of services, when those trends over time may be driven more by the economic cycle or, you know, changes in demographics. There are all kinds of things that may be driving those trends over time. And you need evaluation to be able to understand that. On the other hand, evaluation, which is typically, you know, undertaken rarely because of the expense involved, can't show you how things are changing over time. So it's important to know what question you are most interested in, and it's critical to know what question a given technique can answer.